And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, yo, welcome to this thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. All 2026. A symbol. Joshy is on PTO. For you guys asking, when he returns, we will talk about his wedding. He tried to come into work today.
Foolish.
Did he text you?
To this morning?
No, yesterday.
No.
He texted me like, okay, I heard y'all shooting tomorrow. I said, you heard wrong. We can't talk. You stay your butt away from
stay
us.
Stay away. Be with
me. Be with your wife. Now go on, be married. He's going, he starts his honeymoon tomorrow. I said, man, get the hell out of here.
He said, well, that's why I changed my flight to that. Well, I didn't know my friends was going to have people die.
Yeah, okay, so people died in angels' lives.
So that's why we shoot now.
People have died that ain't never died before. All right, church announcements. Grief sucks. This week, Friday, Birmingham, Alabama. Saturday, Jacksonville. Sunday, Charleston, South Carolina. Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, this is my first time there. Click the link.
Maybe they're confused. Maybe they're like, no, Charleston, North.
No, I don't know if there's how many Charlestons there is in the world. It's y'all. It's y'all, Charlestons. South to the Carolina is y'all. Please get your tickets. I know y'all want us to talk about church announcements.
Nah, I'm gonna.
I know y'all want us to talk about 20 new agers versus, 20 Christians versus one new ager. We will on the bonus. I have drawn the ire of the Christian community too much in 2026.
You can't do it. You said, I don't want no more.
To do it publicly, I can't.
You don't want
to
trend no more?
I don't want to trend no more. I done trended specifically about Christian-related topics so much this year. I'm saving it for the bonus.
You think that's going to save you?
It mutes it. It at least will delay it.
Okay. All
right, it ain't going to save me, but I'd rather have my full thoughts on the bonus. I'm actually thinking about watching it in full with the Patreon because I've only been able to see the clips because I was doing stuff. But we'll discuss some clips on the bonus. But that's bonus stuff, y'all. That's bonus stuff. All right, let's kick it off with this. This missed me in the docket last time.
Okay, we'll
DJ Envy said that his wife Gia taught him to wash his butt properly in the shower.
Cheska Lee wrote a song about this, and it was about wishing she didn't know so much about a person.
You don't want to know about DJ Envy's butt?
His butt could have stalactites and stalagmites growing out of it. And I don't feel that should be my business, nor do I need it to be my business. But I also am not surprised. I feel like a lot of men don't have good hygiene.
A lot of men don't go in that butt. You got to go in there.
Yeah.
Tony Baker says you got to toe point.
Oh, okay. Just toe point?
No,
I think you got to put your foot up on something.
Or you go detach handle, turn around and open your butt. A lot of men say, I've seen this specific thing happen on podcast topics, especially young black men, who, I'm not saying DJ Amy said this part, but they equate going in your butt with being gay.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, y'all. The plot has been lost so bad. You are jeopardizing heterosexual sex with a woman because a woman ain't going to want no stinking butt. You so worried about being gay, you won't wash your own butt and you jeopardizing sex with a woman because you pull them drawers down and she smell open butt.
Oh, my God.
Coochie dry up.
It going to close up. It's going to seal up.
Still
the
up
lips
like
are going to fuse together.
Like that X-Men when they close Deadpool's mouth.
Like X-Men. And then is the thing going to be saran wrap tight? That's so nasty.
How could your own butt be gay, Angel? It's your butt.
I don't know. I don't think men know the definition water of gay because they call everything gay that has nothing to do with gay.
Well, that's true. That's true.
It's like, y'all know what gay is?
Gay is the attraction to the same sex, the sexual attraction to the same sex.
They don't know the definition.
Washing your butt is a hygiene issue. And you know, I know this. This is true because the Huffington Post wrote an article about this. Like, yo, there was a lot of jokes about DJ Envy.
Yeah.
But this doctor was saying when you mentioned
rectal exams,
you see men visibly get uncomfortable. And you remember when I said a few months ago, go to the doctor. To men, and there was, and I didn't even say I went for a rectal exam.
They said, but I know he's sticking that finger in your butt. Next is his penis. They don't even know if you got a male doctor, but they like, they bringing in a man.
You know,
to get in there. That's exactly.
I didn't think about that. Absolutely, don't know if I had a male doctor or female doctor.
But it's gay, regardless. That's what they're saying. It's gay, regardless.
Man, and it's like. This is homophobia. This is dangerous to you. Understand homophobia can be dangerous to the LGBTQIA+. Mm-hmm. But you being so uncomfortable with why the article was saying, if you're so uncomfortable washing your butt, there's no way you're going to the doctor to get a rectal exam.
Well, because they want to die a straight man. They are willing to die on that heel because that might a heel might be in a butthole. They would not know. Hey, not benign, but cancerous heel. There is definitely. Now, let me be honest. It's not like I perk up at the thought of a rectal exam either.
Well, I don't think it gets you excited.
I'm not like, get it. I don't even like. Let me tell you, men, that y'all bitches, because if you understood what a pap smear is like.
Give them the deets, Angel.
So they have a speculum, right? It sounds like something created in medieval times to kill women. They didn't even do the job of changing the name. It's still called speculum. Okay? And it is a contraption that looks like it's built for torture. They now make it in plastic, but typically it was hard, heavy-ass metal. Think of them old-ass pencil sharpeners that used to be bolted to the wall. Yeah. Imagine that being rammed into your twat. And then they crank it open. Crank that soldier boy. You hear, it sounds torturous. Like also, the reminds me of the sound when they open up the iron gates for the people to be let out for the gladiators.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
That's the roller coaster sound.
Yes.
When you're going up the Six Flags.
That's them cranking it. And then they have the nerve to then stick other instruments in there to get cell samples of your uterus. Mm-hmm. So you can feel the actual internal scraping of your insides. Of
you can feel the scraping.
You can feel it.
I understood it in theory. I didn't know in practicality you could feel the scrape.
No, you can feel it. And then they.
I guess.
And then they pull it out after they've opened you up to the size of a cave. Mm-hmm. They pull it out and then they shove their hand up in there.
Oh.
And they press their fingers in there. And then your hand on the their hand on the outside.
Mons pubis?
Yeah, to see if there's any abnormalities.
Oh, so they up and through.
Yes, you're actually getting fingered at the, but not in the type that'll ever make you orgasm.
Yeah.
And then when they're all done, it feels like you've been to a water park because your outsides are so, there's just liquid of yourself. Liquid of yourself. They give you like a little tissue box to like wipe yourself up.
And plus you got the medical grade lube and all, plus you.
It's a lot. And it's not, it's the lube, but it's also you because your body is like.
Something going on. Let me send some juices down there.
There's a lot happening. And I think it's your body trying to fight and be like, flush it out. Flush it out.
You know what? I understood in theory. I understood how the speculum worked. I understood that they got to open you up. I understood that they were checking you and testing you. But I never researched like step by step. I didn't know they was scraping McScraperson.
Yeah, they on them, have to on get them, the cells.
The cell samples.
And then they have the nerve to talk to you. Yeah, so how is you're in school? That's great. Nah. Oh, okay. That's good. Yeah, I was thinking about, did you do any vacations? You didn't? Uh-huh. Yeah. Or we went to Hawaii. Yeah. Any tenderness? And they come and they rub on your titties, too. It's a whole thing.
Rubbing on your titties?
Man, no. Mm-hmm.
Still conversating.
Yes. And you just looking at whatever shit they put up on the ceiling.
VMAX! Yeah.
So that you're not like, it is so, it feels so archaic. And I'm like, y'all ain't came up with no better way. Like, we can FaceTime and yeah, you can't come up with a way to look at my coochie that's not as invasive. It is so, I'm sure they came up with this shit back in 1620 and they have not.
We're never going to update
this. We're never going to update it.
This is like when if they still took teeth out by putting some pliers on and smacking their hand out with a hammer.
Yeah.
Like, hey, y'all, we ain't updated no dental stuff for this.
Nothing.
You're still knocking out teeth with rocks.
That's what it feels like. It is though. So y'all can't take a little, let me press on your asshole. Like,
they want you to wash it. Forget about getting to the doctor. If you don't wash your butt as a man, there's no way you're going to be like, go ahead and go in my butt and check it. Mm-mm. And now there's a lot of the colon cancer screening can be done with stool instead of finger.
Oh, they came up with a way to make it better for you.
They're going to go.
I wish they could figure out if my coochie was right off of my nut. The way I would masturbate in front of them people and be like, get the cup, get something, get a swab out. I'd be so happy. Bust oh, I forgot. I didn't even talk about the mammogram.
Man, Ty Davis has a great joke about that.
Ty, I thought you said Todd. I was about to be like, who's Todd and how he know about mammograms?
Ty Davis, tell him what the mammogram do, Angel.
Well,
for the men that don't know.
They take your titty and turn it into a smash burger in a machine. That's what they do. That's pretty much it.
You want two doubles?
Yeah.
Coming right up.
They turn it. Yes. And the thing is, same machine for big titty people, same machine for small titty people.
Oh, my God.
So if you are part of the little titty brigade, they going to take the whatever little meat you have and yank it into that machine and smash it down. That's it.
Oh, my God.
I know big-breasted women don't like it either, but at least they have something for them to plop into the machine. But if you're small, they are literally...
They're pulling your skin.
Yes, they pulling that thing and putting it in there. It's going in, regardless.
Why you make that bitch like you were trying to pinch somebody? Give me that titty meat. Yeah. Put it in there and make that smash burger. We got a line out the door.
We got a line. Now, what else would you like with your order? Yeah, so now they can check it from the doo-doo.
They can check it from the doo-doo. So again, man, I got killed on Twitter for saying that I went and got a physical and I didn't even get a rectal exam. I just got the regular stuff. Blood pressure, blood work, you know what I'm saying? Urine and all that type of stuff. But DJ Envy said his wife taught him. That means he went at least, let's say he got married at 25. I don't know, but let's say he got married at 25. Mm-hmm. 25 years with a stinking butt. Because butts stink.
Oh, yeah. They're going to eventually stink. There's no way for them to keep smelling
butts good. Stink.
It's like belly buttons. Belly buttons will stink if you don't get in there.
If you don't get into that belly button, like, okay, don't go in if you don't want to. And don't no doo-doo come out that belly button.
Don't no doo-doo.
Doo-doo and farts be coming out that butthole, and you just wiping and wiping. You got to get in there now. Now, if anybody here is ashamed, men, if you watching and you have been ashamed to wash your butt, it's okay. It's your butt. That soap and water belongs in there.
Shayla Wright, back of the ears too. Back of the ears will smell like poopity poop. It's just because that crevice is so deep.
Yeah.
And that sweat get in there. And for a woman, you also piss can trickle back there. So mm-hmm. You got sweat, you got shit, and you got piss.
I've never seen a podcast clip ever of a woman saying, I didn't wash my butt until X age. I thought it was gay to watch. Literally, never. I've seen that podcast clip from men 20, 25 times.
Well, women are not crazy enough to admit something that insane.
You don't think it's not happening? You think it's saying admitted?
Oh, I definitely think it's happening. I definitely think there are women.
You think women out here think it's gay to wipe their butt?
No, I think there are some women who don't have good hygiene practices.
Oh, got you. Yeah. Well, we've been in company with people.
Well, because DJ Envy didn't say he didn't do it because he thought it was gay. He said he didn't know how.
Yes. Right. I've seen a lot of people say that. Being clear, I never said DJ Envy said right. that, but I have seen multiple podcast clips. And a lot of these men are like my kids' age, closer to Zay Zay's age, probably 23 to 25, mm-hmm. yelling into the recording device with the video recording device. That's gay. I don't want my wash my butt. What's you wipe your butt?
Maybe they don't.
We got to move.
Maybe they don't.
We got to move.
Let me tell you, all them Texley boys, when I learned them how to wash, and they daddy did too, because yeah, I said, you got to go back in for lessons, right? When they hit pre-puberty, you know they get stupid. Mm. But I'd be like, put your leg up on the side of the thing so we can open up your legs better.
Like the Karate Kid?
No. Like that. Put your leg on the tub. So your cheeks is a little further apart. And get in there.
Get in there. Yeah. Get in there. All right, Jacquees, the king of R&B, is in the news.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I'll just let you listen to what he said. Please. About the R&B tour.
Get the business, because I want to understand why you ain't a part of the R&B tour.
I don't know.
I seen some story about Chris Brown wanted to sign you.
Oh, yeah, when I was young?
Yeah, when you were young. Yeah. And you are very talented. Thanks. And I love the way that you put the moniker on yourself, the king of R&B, because it was another level of recognition as far as I'm concerned. Do you feel like in this industry that you are overlooked in some aspect?
Well, shout out to Usher and Chris Brown. I talked to CB before they started the tour. He called me, told me he getting in shape. You know what I'm saying? He called me, said, well, I'm getting in shape. I'm going shirt off on this tour. So do I feel like I'm overlooked at times? Of course. You know what I'm saying? Did I want to be on the R&B tour? Of course, that would have been dope. But, you know, I don't think I would have been singing background like Mario, you know what I'm saying, and Tank and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Now, I would have wanted to hold my own, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to them, you know.
All right, well,
Angel? The only one of us who has a platinum song, 10, 20, 30 million. Where you at now? 30 million?
I don't know. You know, I've been so busy in life, I haven't had a chance.
Release 25.
Numbers. Yeah, that's what
25 million streams. What are your thoughts on Jacquees, the king of R&B? And don't disrespect him saying he would not sing background on tour like Mario and Tank.
I don't think anybody wanted to hear him sing background.
You didn't want to hear the king of R&B?
No, I prefer to have the princes, the dukes, the gestures. I would prefer that. I mean, I don't know if it's trolling or delusion or what makes Jacquees say the things that he says.
Yes.
Because I don't think anybody would really be like, Jacquees, what is you talking about, if he wasn't talking so crazy? Everybody knows that Tank is going to get a check. Tank gonna sing wherever there's a microphone.
Yes, he will.
He gonna sing the songs he wrote. He'll sing songs he didn't perform.
Absolutely.
Because he can sing his face off.
And he likes performing.
Right. He loves it, and he's great at it.
And he's great.
Mario, who is hilarious, he's probably just as funny as he is a singer, because he's tired of people being like, I can sing, and him not saying it. Oh. He'll be like, oh.
That versus, oh my God. Who was he going against?
Omarion. Yes.
It was, and they was like, that. Their voices were hurting him.
Yes.
Y'all, chill. Oh, my God. And yo. I'm going
to tell you, it was so truthful. It wasn't even like he was.
It was birthday sex, too. Jeremiah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was people that I think, for people who are singers, that we've all been able to hear, oh, that person is not that great of a singer, mm-hmm. but they fit the sound of the time.
Yes.
So Mario's speaking for people who have an ear. So it's just like Jacquees now. Mm-hmm. We hear your voice as well. We hear it. And then who was the other one that he talked about?
Tank and Mario.
Oh, yeah. But why did they add Eric's name to it? They're shady in the caption.
Oh, is Eric Bellinger?
Yeah, but I didn't hear him say Eric Bellinger either.
Oh, I didn't hear it in that clip either.
No.
Eric Bellinger be singing background.
But anyways, it's like,
baby. Oh, Eric's on the tour.
Yeah, but he didn't say it in the clip. You see how they threw him in there? No, I know.
You know they're going to throw it in there to get it in there.
It's just like, Jacquees, we will be okay with you. Just, you know, sing your little songs.
Let me tell you what. As for me and my house, I like to maintain my relationships as if my whole life can change. If there is a point where Angel returns to the stage and has surpassed me in fame and ticket sales, and I'm not headlining ability, like I don't have the ability to headline, and Angel said, "Kev, would you host my show or feature?" And she was giving me American dollars. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard her on Paradise, ER. She's been selling out all over these United States. Start clapping right now. Start clapping right now. Ladies and gentlemen, your headliner, that chick, Angel. Girl, I would put water in your dressing room. I'd sell your merch. Yeah. If it allowed me to still tell jokes for a living, meet and greet.
This is the thing.
I'd sell your stuff, Angel.
You have actually reached high heights. Where has Jacquees been?
You know, I actually thought about this. There is so much music and so many musicians, and this has been the case forever. This is not a new thing. Every musician does not have, I'm not even speaking about Jacquees specifically in this moment, but not every musician, not every comedian has, not every wrestler, nobody in the entertainment industry has staying power forever.
No.
Right? You gonna start here, you gonna hit a peak, you gonna come down and settle. Now, where your peak is and where your settle is gonna be relative to your ability. But you ain't going, and listen, there are few artists in any discipline that can headline a tour by themselves.
Correct.
Few.
Yeah.
So sometimes your only work might be opening,
right?
Featuring, you know, being an opening act or being background. What, and I'm not saying Jacquees said this, but what it seems like he's saying is, for me, it's headline or nothing. Or maybe not headline, but be a main act, or I'd rather not be a part of it. And there's a lot of artists like that. There's a lot of actors who are like, I'm not playing, you know, XYZ of a role.
I think it's more so the shots that he decided to fire.
Yeah, it felt a little shady.
Like, for him to say, at this time in my career, I don't want to be whatever the role he feels like he would play on this tour.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the opener. I don't want to only get to sing two songs, whatever it is. But to diminish, we all know what Tank has accomplished. We're not confused. We also understand why that's a smart move for him to be on tour with Usher and Chris, because he now has Chris's audience, which is a lot younger than his own audience.
For sure. And they playing MetLife's. They're playing football stadiums.
Right. Exactly. Which,
and you on that, and you first of all, you're getting paid.
Correct.
First of all, and a tour of that level, I imagine if Tank and Mario took the gig, it's got to be a decent enough paying gig for them to do it.
Yeah.
Right? I'm sure they wouldn't get underpaid. But to your point, you still got to stay in people's face.
Right.
They might be like, yo, who? I go to concerts all the time and be like, yo, these background singers are killing.
They are fire. Did I tell you about the time I was a background singer for Dennis Leary? I do believe that's the right name.
The white man from Backdraft?
Let me make sure I'm saying his name right. Yeah.
I didn't even know he made music.
Yeah. He has like 3 songs. Yep.
How did this come about? What songs does Dennis Leary?
I was like, oh, I can tell you a side quest that I did. So my old neighbor at the first house me and Marcus ever bought, he has his own music studio. And he used to be in a band. I can't remember what it was called. He used to be in a band back in the day. He's a black dude. And anyways, sometimes they would call him when they... artists will call him if they needed someone. And Dennis Leary wanted background singers.
Background singers.
It was very specific. He wanted black women to sing background.
He wanted them, the muses from Hercules. Yes,
pretty much. So my neighbor, I had already sang stuff for him, like did when he would record the reference vocals for other artists. I had done reference vocals. He was like, I have my neighbor. And so he was like, Angel, do you have any other people? So Denora, it was me, Denora, and my girlfriend Talia at the it's downtown. It's right beside. It's right near the Staples Center. Well, you used to be the Staples Center.
The Microsoft Theater.
I think that's the Novo. No, it was called Nokia at one point.
Oh, Nokia Theater.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sang at the Nokia Theater.
With Dennis Leary. What kind of music does Dennis Leary make?
Because I'm an asshole. He has a song called Because I'm an Asshole.
Are you being for real right now?
Yes. Let me see if I can find the song.
What? This is why you didn't have no regular job, because you was busy doing Dennis Leary background stuff in between that little computer thing that you did.
Yeah.
And being on TV, you were just going to beat me.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I could find the actual record. Let me see.
What?
This is the song. Oh, hold on. I gotta unmute
the song.
Ah.
Well, you got a million tabs open.
No, it's just 10. Shh. Shut up. Okay.
Do you still remember it?
Once it starts playing, I wish I could. I know that when us performing is actually up here somewhere, but.
Oh God, we gotta find that. Somebody find Angel with Dennis Leary.
Folks, we'd like to sing a song about.
It's not this one because that's too early.
About
me. You're only 13.
About
yeah.
That special thing we get way down in the cockles of our hearts.
Where is that? Come on.
I got an average house with a nice hardwood floor. My wife and my job. My kids and my car. My feet on my table.
What does that matter? He's white and famous.
But sometimes it just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested. Oh, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no. Here comes the hook. It's coming.
At someone else's expense. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I drive really slow.
I'm an asshole. He's an asshole. He's an asshole. He's an asshole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and we were singing our black asses off. A-S-S-H-O-L-E. A-S-S-H-O-L-E. He's an asshole. He's an asshole. Yes.
So they
Oh, don't die.
They hired you. And you didn't know this song prior. Mm. And they gave you a CD and was like, learn track 2, and that played.
Uh-huh. And
did somebody teach you y'all parts?
I'm trying to think if Eddie worked with us at all. That was my neighbor. But like, we came up with our harmonies.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Listen. Oh, no, Angel, you're here. Denora, you go, ho, ho, ho.
It had to have been 17 years ago because I was pregnant with little Marcus. And I remember when I was thinking of people I wanted to have, I did not ask Brescia because I said she's too small. And I was like,
Too small?
Yeah, too small in size.
Mm.
And I was like, me and Denora were going to look like big ass giants. And I said, I need somebody closer to our height. That's how my girlfriend told me.
So that was a heightist.
Mm-hmm. Call it what you want.
Yeah, it was
I was also pregnant. And I said, what I won't be.
You're not going to sing me next to this little baby.
I said, I love my friend. She too, because Brescia can sing her face off. I was like, she too small. Sorry, so I was willing. And, you know, I knew I would be a star one day, but I said, I'm going to sing behind this white man.
Listen,
at the Nokia Theater.
I'm telling you right now, I'd open for Angel, for Tony, for Tahir, for Trevor. If it meant I can do comedy, I'm not above.
Listen.
I think about these things all the time. Take me on the road.
You said, take me
Take me on the road.
Yeah.
If I got to suck it up and do meet and greets. Listen.
Never suck it
I'll
up.
I'll suck it up. That baby. JoJo start college in 2 weeks. By the way, I made this video in jest about going on campus to have lunch with JoJo. Mm-hmm. When I tell you these white people tearing me a new butthole
Why
on
are
TikTok.
Why they tearing you apart?
They don't. Get that this was humorous.
Oh, they said I can't.
They're like, what kind of parent would go and only have a relationship with their kid because of financial things? I hate parents that tie their love to finances. And I'm, you know what's interesting, Angel? At this stage of my career, years ago, I would have been like, oh my God, I got to clear this up.
I'm glad you're past
I said, boy, if y'all don't get off my phone.
Like, because
I'm not even dignifying. It is so obvious that I'm joking.
I don't understand why people waste their opinions on things that have nothing to do with them. And I know it probably sounds hypocritical because I'm making a living doing off of that, but there's the word.
There's a monetary reason.
There's the word. I'm making a living.
Here is the difference. If your opinion is monetizable, I'll be in y'all lives. Y'all lucky I can't come to your job because somebody watching this right now is supposed to be working. You lucky your life ain't a podcast. And if it is one day, I'm covering you.
Yeah.
If it weren't monetizable, I probably wouldn't be doing it, but it is monetizable.
I don't actually have that many opinions in my real life. I don't.
No, you get off this podcast and you do this to your phone.
Yes.
And you go live a totally different life. In the morning, you come and look at this docket and actually, sometimes you do know stuff. But there'll be things that be the biggest thing and you'd be like, I had no idea.
I'd be like, what did they say?
I was raising, but you also raising children too. Yes. Like actively in the not even regular, you are an above and beyond parent.
Yes.
And I don't mean this like some parents don't want to take care of their kids. Sometimes you don't have the ability to be as active in your children's life. There was times in my life, boy, if y'all don't have after school care, I don't know what y'all want me to do with them.
Yeah.
Because I can't pick that baby up at 2 o'clock.
You're like, I can't do it. Nope.
And we don't live in LA. You know, when we grew up, it was school bus, key, getting here, and close the door.
Right.
In LA, it's actually very uncommon to see a school bus at all.
Yeah, there's not a whole bunch of them.
Isaiah only went to one school in LA that he actually could walk to. The rest of the time, we had to take him.
It's a whole different situation. And for me, because my real life, that's why I'm like, I know all of y'all live real lives. Mm-hmm. Because my real life is so full. I don't have time to give opinions like regularly for something that's not actually affecting my life.
For sure. There be things I do not care about. Moving on. Also on the Usher R&B and Chris Brown thing, Usher's fan, there were fans demanding a refund after he allegedly had a look like.
I kept watching this performance trying to figure out, is it him or not?
It looks like him to me.
It does, but then there are moments where I'm just like, okay, I see.
I don't even know why. He looks a little thin. Like he's, you know, just a little thinner than usual, but it looks like Usher. The outfit's crazy.
I know. You know, Usher, there's a couple faces he makes where it's like.
Do you think Usher really could toss up another version of Usher and people who've paid somewhere between $150 and $350, $450? Ain't gonna be like,
That ain't you, Pam.
With all them cell phones in the audience.
Right. That's why I need a longer video. That little short video that short video is not enough for me to be like, it ain't Usher, but it is enough for me to be like, well, is it you?
It's him.
Is it you, Raymond?
Lisa Beasley is on the cover. She got a People exclusive about her baby being born.
Period. I'm so proud of
her. Cute baby.
I know.
Elisa Beasley plays the character Corporate Erin. She's a longtime Kevin on Stage Studios collaborator. She was back with us when we did the first iterations of the improv show.
Yeah.
She used to be with us.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
She's so funny. She had a baby and nobody knew she was pregnant.
She lives her life in a way that she could just stop and nobody knew she was pregnant.
And she also doesn't really carry pregnancy in her face the way some of us do. Because y'all would have been like, Angel has turned into a rhino. Yeah, but I might not be able to see her from the neck down. But from the neck up, she's a rhinoceros. In her neck, she's either wearing a black turtleneck.
Did your neck get this color?
My neck turns as black as your damn pants.
My neck, my black.
Yes, nose spread.
Listen, so I don't know personally a lot of white people. Do white women's nose spread like black women?
Yeah, I used to say it didn't. Then I did see a few white women who, but it's not because I think of women, white women who have more angular noses, mm-hmm. if they are spread, it doesn't spread the way ours does. You know, we got a lot of meat, you know.
Bell around. Pepper nose.
Yeah. So my nose literally like here yeah. to here.
I seen some TikTok videos where some pregnancy transformations, it be like, ain't no way.
Oh, yeah, so did I.
These look like two entirely different human beings.
There was one woman who I was like, you should have beat the shit out of that baby as soon as it came out.
Just going to say the dad.
No, the baby.
Did you watch Game of Thrones last night?
Yes, I did.
Nigga, spoiler alert. Them niggas was killing kids.
Yeah.
He tossed them kids up there. That kid hit his leg.
He said, he chopped his head in it.
I said, what's wrong with me as a person that I'm watching children be slaughtered?
As soon as he chopped that baby's head off, in half, I watched the rest of the, if this is the screen over there, I watched the rest like this. What's happening, Marcus?
Did you?
Yeah. I said, I can't look at it. He said, Angel, if you don't turn your head around, Angel, I said, I cannot.
Daemon Targaryen was standing in front of that door with that dragon, told them kids to move. 10 of 12 moved. Two was left. He said, move. They said, shink with that sword. That man bent down to that dragon's ear and said, Dracarys, and burnt them kids chicken tender. I said, there's something wrong with me. And I tell you, when it's war, you're going to have to do some unscrupulous thing.
Yeah, I don't know how you think you're going to do a war and everything's going to be all fair. Like, it's just going to be fair things happening. That's what I should
tell you. That nigga Ulf got on that dragon and said, I don't have no side.
I'll burn you all.
They was like, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Hey.
He coming back at us. My whole thing was, how are you going to talk crazy to somebody with a dragon?
You kicked that nigga and you don't have no dragon?
He definitely didn't have no motherfucking
dragon. You kicked
dragon.
The nigga and told him to get on the dragon and you were surprised that he burned you with the dragon?
It's just like,
he got a dragon.
And the man put an axe in there. Now, that's what people think is going to happen during the rectal exam. What happened to, what's his face? Hightower. He had a whole axe in his butthole. He said, that's a proper fucking.
Why you did the accent good?
Because that's what he said. I said, oh, no.
From the north. Mm-hmm. He was too happy to die.
He said, when the dragon came, he said,
nobody who cheers when they finna get burned. He said, ha, ha, ha.
Yes.
Actually, he had only one arm.
I know.
He cut that nigga right arm off and he kills you with his left arm. Like
it was a goddamn on lamb shank. I said, oh!
And was happy to die.
Happy. Rhaenyra Joshy is the in worst here. Queen ever.
Oh my God.
Joshy's in here.
Joshy, get out of this chat.
And get in Emara.
Get out of here, Josh.
Congratulations,
Be
Josh.
Married.
I'm so Go happy feed for the you cats. Guys.
This nigga Josh is a damn pilot.
I know. We were supposed to see him do it live, but we ended up leaving the campsite too freaking late.
I saw that. He texted me and Melissa that. I said, what the hell are you doing, man?
You didn't know?
No.
Yeah, because usually when we leave camping, we go see Josh because we pass him.
Yeah.
And so he was like, guess what I'm doing? And we were like, we're coming. And then somebody fell at the campsite.
You think you know somebody, and then you get a text message. I didn't know Josh was taking flight lessons.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know Josh at all.
He about to be a pilot.
He is a pilot. He's not about to be.
No, yes, but he has to pass the final.
He passed it. If you could work a plane, you pilot, boy.
I was sitting there tracking his flight, and it's just him going in circles. I was like, oh. I said, kids, look, he's almost completed his second circle.
Man, watch. I said, my heart would. And Josh texted me and Liz with Emara in there, and I saw the pilot video, mm-hmm. and it came from his phone.
Yeah, it came from his phone.
And I still was not relaxed until I seen him land the plane.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Knowing he would have, if he died, he couldn't text me. I would have got a text from Emara, hey, Josh, he dead.
Yeah.
You imagine that.
though.
Joshy dead. He
let me single, tell you, I'd be mad at that little Spanish.
What the hell
nigga.
You mean dead flying a plane? What is he doing in there?
I've been so mad.
When he got in that cockpit and there's nobody else in there, I said.
Yeah, he said you got to do three laps with the somebody and then three laps by yourself. And there's the three laps by the self. I don't know.
You don't know what people are doing with their free time. He never put nothing on that on Instagram. He never put it in the group chat. I don't go camping, so I ain't been by Josh's house. Mm-hmm. I go to my house because I travel a lot. I don't do much driving out to Camarillo. When I tell you, I was like, I mean, first of all, cool. I always knew he was in the planes. He got the Flighty app, plane tracking, all that. It tracks for sure.
Right.
But I told him, I said, man, you took them Delta prices personally.
He said, I'll get my own Delta points.
You know what? How about Joshy this? Joshy, I'm Diamond Medallion in my own plane.
I said, when he told me he was doing it, I was like, how do you not scream the entire time you're by yourself?
I told him I would have peed on my...
For the entire 20-minute flight, I would come back completely hoarse, no voice, crying, face puffy.
Oh, my God.
Crying to the Lord, you let me make it.
Crying to
the Lord. You let me make it. You
did he did good,
to.
Though.
He fly, like, for real.
He flew for real. I was meant to ask him, like, how many hours with somebody? He said he'd been doing it, like, since April, earlier this year. I think it was April. And they just let you go by yourself.
It's insane. I made sure Marcus didn't get any good little ideas. You get to watch from the ground.
Marcus Texley? Big Marcus?
You pretend like you're flying when you look through your telescope. That's it. You sit. You stay on the fucking ground and look through that little thing and pretend you in the sky.
Melissa wouldn't let me do it either. She wouldn't even let me get a motorcycle.
Of course not. She don't want you dead. What are you, dumb?
I was heavily considering getting a motorcycle for a long time, especially before I moved to L.A. Then when I got to L.A., if you guys don't know, in California, it is completely legal and common for motorcycles to drive in between two lanes. So me and Angel are here going down the 405. Here they come. It is legal and common for a motorcycle to drive basically along the white line in the freeway. So I was like, oh my gosh, I need to get this. I was like, look, listen, if I got a motorcycle, I could get to work at all depths so much faster.
You get to heaven faster too. You get to heaven so much faster.
But I kid you not, guys, in my 13 years of being in Los Angeles, I have seen probably 5 with my own eyes motorcycle fatalities.
Ooh.
Like, not them die, but them be dead. And then later on, it's on the news, there was an accident, fatality, and I drove past that accident. I think all 5 have been on the 405. Melissa told me, if you go to get a motorcycle accident, she said, I will not nurse you back to health.
Yeah, you're dead to me. Marcus wanted a motorcycle, and it doesn't help his older brother has.
Pete?
Yeah, he has 3 motorcycles, and he's in a motorcycle gang, club, club. So he's very into motorcycles. So Big Brother got motorcycles.
Little brother got the habit.
And I said, little brother don't have no wife. Little brother not have no family.
So
no
Marcus,
more.
Big Marcus came home with a motorcycle. You came home from this podcast today, and you get to your driveway, and he's sitting on a hog. Yeah. Not even the crotch rocket.
Yeah.
Like a Harley. A hog.
I'm going to either get somebody to steal it or destroy it myself.
Go keep breaking it?
Yeah. Yep.
Really?
Yeah, no. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing this. I'm not about to play these games. We're not fucking double dutching our way to death. These games that lead you further to hell's doors or heaven's gates. I'm not playing the game.
Okay, what about a Can-Am Spider? They got 3 wheels.
I did tell him a spider would be or a trike.
He could do that? Okay.
Because you can't do the
no, you gotta be back in the
yeah, you gotta you're like a regular car.
You're like a regular car. It's just smaller. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Before we go, I saw this on the internet. Haha. Which US states have the most sex? You didn't look at the states, did you?
I did.
Do you remember them?
I know Indiana, New Mexico.
These are the top 10.
And then there was like a third one that was that bright.
You don't. Yes.
It was Indiana. Yeah.
It is. You're right. You're
in
right.
New Mexico.
So let's go top 10.
Okay.
Going back, I'm going to tell the people. The number 10th state that has the most sex, and this is how often do they have sex per week, okay? Number 10, New Hampshire. Number 9, New York. Number 8, Massachusetts. Number 7, Oregon. Number 6, Hawaii. Number 5, Indiana. Number 4, Arkansas. Number 3, Vermont. Number 2, New Mexico. And number 1 is Alaska. They took a survey. It was conducted by Nat Lab. They surveyed 1,567 people about how often they have sex. And then they just, you know, per capita.
I wonder which states are big cap.
Big cap?
Like, yeah. I wonder if Boston is like, yeah, with fucking and the car. Yeah. I wonder if that's like, if they're telling the truth.
Possibly. I think they, Colorado is the 50th state. The least sex is in Colorado.
They're probably the only ones telling the truth, the most truth. New York is the only one that I fully believe, maybe Hawaii and Alaska.
Yeah, because what else are you doing in Alaska?
Because how is Idaho not number one? Them motherfuckers keep making babies.
And their name is Idaho.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Idaho.
Idaho.
And y'all ain't hoeing.
It's got to be
Idaho. Idaho is 45th.
Yeah, that's a lot. Idaho, they be, and look, we're pregnant again with our child zucchini. We're so excited.
Utah, which I thought would be on there too, is 13th.
Yeah, because Utah and Idaho, they're the same. They twins.
You ain't got nothing else going out there.
I believe New York. I believe Hawaii. I believe.
Why you believe Hawaii?
Because there's like not also a whole lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, you on that island.
Yeah, you on that island.
You can't go nowhere.
You might as well.
You can't drive to Charleston, South Carolina, where Kevin has a show this week.
And they're not either.
They're not. So we just eating pineapples and dicking people down.
Yeah, I think so. I think after good luau.
Yeah, I got something else that can be on a spit. I do love Hawaii.
It's nice.
It is a great place. I remember I was there one time and Angela Johnson Reyes invited me to her show.
Uh-huh.
And it was like the Friday, but I was going to be in Hawaii through Sunday. And I was there for like a full calendar week. And she was like, man, after 3 days, it's like, oh, son, waves, get over it. Come back early.
Yeah, I mean, Hawaii is small. Like, when we went, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
This is.
You went to Honolulu, right?
Yeah.
Have you been anywhere else?
Mm-mm.
Me neither. I keep saying, no, I've been to Maui one time.
I was
going
to say, I thought you went to Maui.
I've been to Maui one time. Maui is a little bit too slow. Like, I don't mind laying around, but at some point, I want to do activity.
I got to do something.
I got to do something. I'm not the type of person, I don't want a whole bunch of stuff going on my vacation. But I don't want to have nothing ever.
Yeah, Hawaii is now a little too American. United States this year.
More and more. Low-key, I've been to Hawaii the first time in 2009. And it went a lot. Because I just like going there. And it's a good 5 hours from L.A. Honolulu specifically feels more like Vegas. The Vegas Strip now, then it feels like Hawaii. My early times, there was like no luxury stores like that.
Yeah.
There was like little ABC stores. Everything felt very mom and popish. Mm. Now there's doggone Gucci store, Prada store.
That's the first, I had never bought anything luxury until we went to Hawaii. That was the first time I bought any luxury.
Their Rodeo Drive, one street, I was like, God, dog. And every time we go there, it's more and more like, I should just say it's less and less Hawaiian.
Yeah, somebody said, so gentrification, so colonized. Yeah, it's way more
colonized. Yeah, kids store. Gentrification. Mm. Wow.
It is.
That's funny, Londella. Yeah, that's why them Hawaiians do keep telling people to stop coming. We don't listen. We don't listen.
Well, you know, listen, I didn't know they had told us to stop coming before we had went. Then when we came back, like it was like 2 years after that that I heard, and then stop it. And yeah. I said, oh, you don't want us to come over and say hey?
Well, we come over and we overdo it.
I think it's to come over, and I think people are going there and then staying and not people leaving.
And also, they divert a lot of resources to make sure tourists and tourism activities are covered versus native people.
Well, that's not right.
That's not right.
That's not.
And that's how capitalism works. It'd be like, we don't care if you live here. I also totally ran a Hawaiian in this place or similar. I was watching this TikTok on somebody who lives in Alaska, and he was showing me how he was showing people how expensive it is. Mm-hmm. It was like $14 for a pineapple, $16 for like Chips Ahoy, cookies. Wow. It was insane, Angel.
My mother used to live in Hawaii. I mean, in Alaska.
That's why you were singing with Dennis Leary. If you know your mama's story,
yeah,
you in the scope of Dorothy May.
Yeah.
You make in a silo, in a vacuum, you don't make sense.
Yeah.
Dennis Leary don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But when you come from Mama Dorothy's lineage,
yeah,
she married the white man. She was a pastor, computer engineer, broken wrist, lived in Alaska.
Yeah.
This is all one lady.
Married a crackhead. Like, there's so many things.
I don't think I knew this story.
Yeah, that's who she was married to when she was in Alaska.
She was married to a crackhead in Alaska. He was in Alaska getting crack?
Yeah, and I was like, how resourceful, because
you really
them,
got to have a desire for crack.
They came from Baltimore. Both of them moved from Baltimore to Alaska. And I said, he found crack.
He found crack in Alaska?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they say if you ain't going hard after your goals like a crackhead go after crack, you ain't going hard enough, because they don't let nothing stop them from getting that crack.
Yeah, all that snow up there, that's all crack.
All right.
It's all crack rock.
We out the mud, y'all.
He said, what?
We'll see y'all later, Patreon. We're going to go to the bathroom. And I'm going to go pee, and I'm going to come back. And we're going to kick it off.
This what he said.
We out the mud, y'all. Kobe's 81.
Bye. Kobe's 81. So you going to stop the recording, but keep the live. Yeah, just stop the recording.